Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five inexpensive ways to update your home. My guest today is the designer, owner of Decorating Den Interiors, and one of the 40 women to network with on LinkedIn. She is a marketing graduate of Franklin University, and her full-service interior design company is located in Atlanta, Georgia. She provides a complete experience for her clients by offering design consultation, paint consultation, custom furnishings, window coverings, accessories, bedding, and much, much more. It is our honor to have on the phone today a woman whose design team will come to you to discuss your design needs and start creating that beautiful space you've been dreaming about. Ms. Kim Ormsby, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you, Spark Plug. It's a pleasure to be here today.
How are you today?
I'm great. And yourself?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Thank you. Kim, are you ready to talk about the five inexpensive ways to update your home?
I am.
Well, we know you're a very busy lady, so let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
The first inexpensive way that you believe is one of the best and fastest ways to give your home a more updated look is to paint a wall. Tell our listeners, why is painting a wall such a great way to enhance the look of your home?
Painting allows the homeowner to add color, warmth, and personality to their home, to the room. It's quick, it's easy, and it's an immediate impact. It's something that can be done in a couple hours. And basically, it just allows them to show the personality, bring some color, and get away from what we call builder beige.
Oh, right. Well, secondly, you tell people to add pillars to various places in the home to spice things up a bit. What should a person look for when buying or purchasing pillows?
When shopping for pillows, you know, I like to tell my clients to look for color. It's an easy, simple way to add color to your room. Look for texture. Things with little embroidery on it or a little fringe or detailing. You know, you can get satin. You can get a textured type of material. Look for texture. And also look for design. You know, there's always the plain square pillows that are available. But you can also get pillows in shapes. You can get them with detail, with flaps, with buttons, et cetera. Look for something that expresses your personality. And also, don't forget about embellishment. Fringe, braid, you can get pillows with beads on them. All those things are simple, easy ways to add that spice to your home.
Where are some of the best places to buy pillows?
You know what? I think Home Goods is a good place to go. Stein Mart. Even going to, you know, Target and Walmart has some really nice stuff these days.
All right. Well, how can purchasing ceramic vases give your home a more updated look?
Adding ceramic vases, you know, again, a simple, quick, easy way to add color to your room. You could, for instance, you can go and get tall, colored vases to put on your dining room table or to put on your mantle. You can get shorter ones with candles, et cetera. And they're available in all kinds of colors. And, again, it's just a quick, easy way to add a little bit of spice, add a little bit of color, and they can be filled with different things.
Well, speaking of adding spice, flowers are always a great way to add color and freshness to any room in the house. As an interior decorator, what kinds of flowers do you recommend to your clients to greatly enhance the beauty of their homes?
Well, Spark Plug, you know, when I work with my clients, I recommend that they get flowers that they love. You know, I don't have a specific stance on that. I think, you know, if you love roses, get roses. If you like hydrangeas, get hydrangeas. Sunflowers are beautiful. Daisies. I also encourage people to, you know, if you've got flowers in your yard, get out there with some scissors and cut them off and bring them in the house. It's simple. It's easy. you know, they're fragrant and beautiful, and it can be, you know, by getting them out of your yard, it can be inexpensive. But also there's some great places to get them from the stores and get them for a good price.
All right. So we talked about painting the wall, right? We talked about pillows. We talked about ceramic vases and flowers. Now, what are some creative ways to use fresh fruit to add a more updated and elegant look to your home?
Well, this is a great way to kind of do double duty. You can buy your fruit, use it as a display, and then, you know what, eat it after the fact. Some of the simple ways that you can do that is simply just putting them in a bowl. You know, you can pulling some of the things we talked about before, using a ceramic vase or ceramic bowl and putting lemons or oranges in the bowl with some greenery, and then you've got a beautiful display. Another way to do that is to use glass cylinders and put the fruit in it with water. You can do that with cranberries and put some cranberries in a small cylinder, put some water in there, and then put the floating candles in there. You can also maybe, for instance, use green apples in the cylinder and then put some flowers on top of it, maybe some pink hydrangeas. That might give it a really nice pop. And the last thing I would come up with is maybe using red apples in a green ceramic vase, which we just talked about using previously, and putting that in and doing a nice color contrast with the red and the green, or even doing green and yellow with lemons or oranges. And that really creates a nice interest. It's inexpensive, and then you can, as I said, use double duty, and then you can consume the fruit later or use it for a fruit salad.
Well, Kim, I appreciate all that advice you've shared with our listeners. Tell us, how did you become so passionate about what you're doing with interior decorating? And also tell us the difference between an interior decorator and an interior designer, please.
It's something that I've always loved to do. You know, I was always interested in fashion merchandising, and fashion design, and it's just something that I've just carried with me throughout my life. And I reached a point where I said, you know what, this is what I want to do. I want to do this full-time as my career. And things happened where I was able to start my business and do it full-time. It's something that I love. And also influence my grandmother. You know, she was always had a beautiful home with a lot of antiques in it and beautiful items, and I always loved that. So that kind of was probably, I would say, the groundwork for where I am today. And as far as the difference between interior decorator and interior designer is somebody who decorates just comes in and does what we call decorating. An interior designer will actually do room planning and actually can design your space from you from scratch. You know, for instance, if you want to do a room remodel, you want to do your kitchen over, someone who can come in and create detailed plans for you of how to redo that space and be able to present it to a contractor or someone in that capacity to do that space over for you from the ground up.
Okay. Well, how long have you been with the Decorating Den Interiors?
I've had my Decorating Den franchise for a little over 3 years right now, and we are growing and expanding. I have a team of designers who are working with me, and we're just doing some beautiful things in the area.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you or contact you to learn more inexpensive ways to update the look of their home?
You can reach us. Our number is 404-921-3120. Again, that's 404-921-3120. And you can find us on the Internet at www.decoratingden.com, the Ormsby team, that's ORMSBY, and we are on Facebook as well. And I'm on Twitter at Designing Kim, and also on Pinterest at Designing Kim.
Kim, one final question. Are you going to have any events coming up pretty soon where our listeners might be able to come out and meet you personally?
We actually just had a wine and design workshop that we had over at the Wolf Creek Amphitheater, and we will be continuing to do these monthly. We will be doing them in the Atlanta area and also in the Mableton area. And, of course, I am always at People You Need to Know events. You can see me there. as well. And we all will have that information on our website as to the dates of our coming up wine and design seminars.
All right. Well, Ms. Kim Ormsby, interior decorator and owner of Decorating Den Interiors, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women business owners who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fine job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it. Because I believe that when women succeed, the nation prospers. Thanks for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.